On today's episode of Bucked Up.
Realistically, because what's your mom? A roommate that loves you if you live with her. Opposed to the other roommates. Look, I have a history of fucked up roommates. You know what I'm saying? One of my roommates is in jail right now.
Yeah.
Hey, just put this on somewhere close to your mouth. Like, on your fleece, either.
Oh, that's what, this is why niggas think you're a fucking fed. They see this road shit.
And then they're like, and then they forget that the camera's on because it's the phone, and they just start talking. And I just lift the shirt, and I have a wire on my chest.
I'm going to stay away from shit like that out of respect for you. I try to... The niggas going to think I'm a fed. No, they got some... Look at Israel and Palestine, niggas.
It is crazy. You think the more equipment you have, the more fed it would be. But because my shit's so low-key, it is like, what are you doing with that shit? Damn. What if I made them tape it to their chest? Just as like a... psychological test. You tape this microphone to your
Stop
chest.
Playing too much. You're playing too much. That'd be hilarious. Stuff. That's so funny. Yo, bro.
Yo, that'd be a good sketch. Is like rappers, but making them put the taping the wire in their chest. Doing it was in there, like a court.
Was there any shit you just had to not post? Like, you're like, oh, I can't post this shit.
I don't edit shit out of the podcast, but... I've had people, like, admit to, like, murder and shit.
So you gotta...
And I've had to edit that.
Yeah.
I don't want my shit played in the courtroom.
Yeah, that's...
That's when, you know, people are always like, DJ Vlad shit, you know?
Yeah, like, you don't want to be any of that, yeah. They can start calling you Vulture and shit.
Yeah. Honestly, you ever, like, do comedy and you talk about a family member and then they get hella mad that you talked about them?
Oh, that's a good point. I've never experienced that. Because I don't really have much anything posted like that.
But they haven't come to a show?
No.
Okay, you keep it clean.
Keep it clean.
Really? If someone is in the audience, I'm like, I'm doing the jokes about you.
Oh. Yeah, that's hilarious.
Because they're going to see it anyway. Oh, well,
Was there any motherfuckers?
Yeah, that's the top. Yeah, we're starting right now.
Okay. Sorry. Was there any motherfuckers? Oh, this is off the record. This is right now, this is off.
But do you what you're about to say is off the record?
No, I'm just saying because I want to hear your answer, but not.
No,
like...
we'll start right now.
Okay,
we're good. Thank you very much for letting us use. What's the name of this studio?
Blue Star Studios.
Shout out Matt Clark.
Man, appreciate you having me.
Yeah, this place is dope as hell. This is the first time we're recording here, but it's awesome. Thank you for coming and doing
my man, Buck in the building.
I'm keeping that whole beginning part, too. I don't really
care. Hey, it's your shit.
What were you going to ask?
Nah, fuck that question.
Nah, what were you going to say?
Nah, was there any time you see some wild shit? Like, you're like, oh, this motherfucker's kind of dangerous. I don't know if I can fuck with this nigga.
I mean, not really. Not really. Like, I grew up seeing guns. I grew up seeing drugs. So, like, when I saw guns and drugs, it's like, all right.
You grew up seeing guns and drugs?
Yeah.
Were you an arm dealer? Was he thinking, were you selling weapons and mass destruction?
I don't know if the statute of limitations is up. Nah, but, like, I don't know. Like, there's a reason I relate to rap music.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I like that certain shit. So, when I see it, if I feel in danger, I'll leave. You know what I mean? The only time I've had an assault rifle pulled on me was at a show in Manchester, New Hampshire, comedy show.
I've listened to your shit before. I felt in danger and I left my phone in the car. You know what I'm saying?
You ever had like a gun pulled on you or anything?
I've had a knife pulled on me. My brother's had a gun pulled on him.
Really?
Yeah.
Why'd you have a knife pulled on you?
I was in Texas. I was in Austin, Texas.
That's surprising.
Homeless, the vagrants. That's why I told you I'm not trying to do this shit at the train. Because I'm not trying to have a conversation with a vagrant.
But if you got stabbed, we'd go viral.
It would go viral. But then I'd have to put up a GoFundMe for niggas. I need to pay for my stitches. 59,000 views, give me $10,000. If I'm getting stabbed, I need at least 10 million views on it.
At least 10 million.
And it's not going to get that.
Turn your microphone around. It's like falling. You can even put it on your t-shirt.
Don't worry. All right.
They're the best technology, but the worst size.
We good?
Like, yeah. They're just like big ass squares that are on your neck.
Yeah, it's fucking. It's like when a chick puts a finger in your ass and you realize she put her thumb in it.
That's happened to you too. Wait, so you tell me about what happened in Austin, Texas.
Oh, so I mean, honestly, this is back in the day when I was into internet marketing. What internet marketing is, I'm trying to scam niggas, but I didn't know I was trying to scam niggas. I thought I was being a good marketer.
Yeah.
So there was a conference in Austin, Texas. So I was there. This is many years ago, maybe a decade ago, a long time ago. And there was a homeless man. There's the thing about Austin that Joe Rogan, them, they talk about it now, but it was back then. Some homeless dude was like, I knew where the hotel was, and I was walking, and he was like, let me be your guide. But it wasn't one of those choices. It was a multiple choice. It was like, we're walking the same direction, and I'm pretending you just hired me. But you know what I mean?
Did you give him attention?
I had no choice at the time. I thought.
Grab my pocket.
This is, I'm walking, I don't know where I'm at, and he was pretending to be friendly. And towards the end, he pulled one of the, hey, we're going to hold my pocket, nigga, or...
How much did he get you for?
$10. It was the least lucrative theft of all time.
Yo, good thing Joe Rogan fought every single homeless person in Austin.
Yeah, he paved the way for me to go there next time. You know what I'm saying?
It was like One Piece. He just defeated everybody.
That's a deep cut. I didn't know you say One Piece.
400 episodes in.
Hey, man, you got a lot of cool rappers on this shit. You don't need to let these niggas know I'm a fucking nerd, all right? We got this nerdy backdrop.
I almost had the fucking spit
I'm a cake. Dog, nigga! What's going on?
It's a Netflix live action shit now. Like,
yeah.
It's not like...
Very sad, you know? Because I used to be in the closet like a One Piece fan by myself. I remember my friend would come down the basement. I had the loud Japanese music playing. I'd be like, shut it off. Turn on some fucking South Park. Try to act normal and shit. And now niggas has got the tattoos on their wrist.
It's cool now.
Yeah.
Getting the tattoos
still
not cool,
not cool now.
Getting
still
the tattoos not cool.
Not cool. I was called you.
You should never brand yourself. Like, brand, you know?
You ain't got no tats?
Nothing.
Nothing?
It's, yo, so I'm, shout out Danny Brown. I'm part of his collective Bruiser Brigade.
Yes.
And so I, when he was like, yo, you're Bruiser Brigade, I wanted to get Bruiser tatted on my back, like small.
Yeah.
But then imagine seeing a dude at the beach and you have no idea. And it just says Bruiser.
And you a big dude?
On his back.
They start calling you Bruiser the Bear.
Yeah, like, Bruiser's not a good word when you don't know what it is.
Yeah, Bruiser? Yeah, back. This nigga's asshole's purple. We don't know what that is.
What would your big piece, like if you got a big back piece?
If I got a big back piece?
Mm-hmm.
It, that's a good question.
Thank you.
I'm gonna have to think on that one. Hold on. A big back piece?
Take as much time as you want. I'll just rub Batman's nipple.
Yeah, a big back piece. Because a back piece got to kind of represent what you are when you're not looking. Because you want the motherfuckers behind you to know what you're about.
Damn, you made me stop rubbing that shit. With that one, you took that shit philosophical.
You gotta let these motherfuckers know.
Right, you gotta know.
Cause it ain't. What's this shit called in the back of the car? The tramp stamp of the car. You know, the bumper sticker. It ain't a bumper sticker, but it's more than a bumper sticker.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm saying it's the Batman, the emblem on the top, but the back. Because you let niggas know you got eyes behind your head, and this is what I'm about.
That would be a bad tattoo. The Batman symbol on your back. There's definitely dudes who have that. I bet you know a dude who has a Batman tattoo.
I do.
He does. Do you have a Batman tattoo?
He thinks so.
Like he smells bad, or he just a...
No, he sucks.
Oh, okay. That's not a good way to talk about yourself, my friend. What's going on? We all about...
Answer the question.
It's a good point. Okay. If I were to have a tattoo, it would be, I would have to confuse niggas. So I'd put New World Order to let motherfuckers know, like, what's he all about? Just know, an Egyptian sign with an alien eye. So niggas look at it like, what's going on with him?
Illuminati shit.
Real intricate, like it's a maze when you look in. So you get trapped in the tattoo. You're trapped. Now I come back. Bah! You're hypnotized. Got you, bitch.
New world order, bitch.
New world order, nigga.
Do you believe in the Illuminati?
Do I believe in it?
Would you sell your
soul? I'm a member of it. I have to believe in it.
That's not true.
Yeah.
Look at what we're recording right now. You wouldn't be here if you're part of the Illuminati.
We in a warehouse. Me and your man's is doing some things before we was doing some things. You don't know what it's all about.
There's just a headless chicken running through the room.
Do I believe in the Illuminati?
Yeah.
As a representative, it's not real.
Okay. What did you have to do hypothetically to get into it?
That's the thing. A lot of people think you got to do some shit. I remember back in the day when I was watching the videos as a child. You know, those rap videos, you think, oh my God, look at this hidden message behind Jay-Z's mouth, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know those videos? Yeah. Play this shit backward. She's dying. Shit like that. You know, remember that back in the day when we was kids?
Early YouTube.
Early YouTube. Here's the thing. You would think, oh, I gotta sacrifice my mom, my sister, and for riches, it's well worth it. But a lot of niggas just got dead moms now and they're not part of the Illuminati. You know what I'm saying?
You just didn't play the game right. You just fucked up the system.
You fucked up the system. There's a lot of dead moms and sad rap songs and nothing even happened for these niggas, which is unfortunate.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Realistically, I mean, there's no Illuminati, but there's pockets of power and there's influence. It ain't like you got to take a goat's head.
What would you do? What would you do to be in that pocket of power?
I probably wouldn't do.
What are you giving up?
I don't need to be in that pocket of power. All I need is $100,000 a year. You don't need to be in no Illuminati to make $100,000 a year.
You can be a plumber.
That's all I need. I don't need to suck no dick for $100,000 a year. I don't need to kill my cousin for $100,000 a year. What do I need $10 million for? I know.
What about 150?
150? What would I do for 150?
Yeah. That's a 50% raise right there.
I'm not dealing with extra stress. Personally, but that's because we're on camera. I do whatever it fucking takes, nigga.
I know. You're saying $100,000. I'm like, get him off the podcast. His dreams are too low. This dude's a failure. I believed in you until that point. I ain't gonna lie. You watch the tape back, you're gonna see my, the life force.
We're gonna see the reptile face.
Yeah, I was like, this motherfucker, I gave up on him immediately.
Your fans is watching this, it's like I knew he was a fucking reptile the way his eyes just went cold.
There's a war going on, I won't make a joke.
Talking about the desert people and the lizards. In a way, they both can control weather now.
No, but I heard. I knew you had,
I had nothing else to say.
You just were quoting Kodak Black.
Public service announcement: it is okay to get your ass eaten while you drive. You heard about that?
Really? Have you had that happen?
Yes.
Is that's how. Why there was a hole in your seat. And no backseat.
That's how niggas ghost ride the whip nowadays. That's a new way to do it.
Ghost lick the whip.
Ghost lick the whip. Y'all got any tissues out here, niggas? There's some fucking dust in here and shit, my nigga. With the Batman tattoo.
Food? Where's the fucking the napkin?
Let me grab this shit real quick. Fucking.
Why do you get up like a cartoon character? this is how you got up. You got like a... like a fucking Mickey Mouse shit. Are you going back to the car?
No, I'm just going to blow my nose out here. My bad, brother.
All right, you can blow your nose on the podcast.
Oh, I got intense allergies. It's not the coolest thing.
I do too. I have to take fucking Claritin. I take Claritin every single day.
I take 3 Xyrtex a day.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Xanax.
And I go to church every Sunday and Friday to pray these shits away.
You can just take the shot.
No, I took the shots. Here's the thing about the shots. They show you a whole graph of like, oh, you're allergic to all these things. Apparently, I'm allergic to like 15 things. Pretty much whatever you can imagine. If there's a periodic table of shit you can be allergic to, I got iron, all that. everything.
So your veins would just be collapsing the amount of shots you're taking.
Here's the thing they tell you. They say you could do this for in a year. A whole year. Every week. Seven shots a week. And it might work. It might work.
He was doing them so long he was in between his toes. It was fucking...
2 months in, this is what happened. One of the office ladies, she was cool. I was flirting with her. I shot my shot. It didn't work out. And I said, fuck this. I'm cool with allergies. Simple as that.
You got shut down for allergies?
I got shut... Nick, yeah.
I went to a CVS Minute Clinic for an STD, and I still shot my shot.
You got STDs?
No. It was a yeast infection.
Oh. That does trick a lot of motherfuckers, a yeast infection.
But it's not a real STD.
I don't even know what it is, honestly.
You ever get a
STD? A yeast infection?
No, have you ever gotten
I've never STD. Dabbled in the STD game, unfortunately.
You ever gotten tested?
Have I got it? Of course, yes.
You repeated the question back, so I know that's a no. I don't have to be a psychology major in college. I don't have to have a bachelor's in psychology.
Been tested many times. So far. I take tests like a student. My dick, I put a number 2 on it like it's a fucking pencil. You know what I'm saying?
I didn't want to take the allergy shots either.
There's a lot of shots and it's not 100% success rate. So if it's not 100% success, I'm not going to be taking L's for no reason.
That's like, yo, I don't like to get the flu shot, not for no conspiracy. Like, I probably already do have autism. You know what I'm saying? So, like,
yeah.
But I got the flu so many. Thank you for playing that. You played that? I thought you. You're a real one.
I don't get
that.
The flu shot either. I don't trust
them. I don't get it either.
I don't trust them.
Oh, you don't trust them.
I don't trust them.
Kept getting the flu.
I don't trust them fake news Fauci's, dog. I'm good with that. Any nigga with a lab coat, I'm good. Unless he look like that alien over there.
Bro, I see my vaccine card with the booster, like, it's in my car. Like, I see it sometimes because I don't keep it in my wallet no more. Like, when I'm going through my car.
Gotta keep that thing on
it. It's like when you see the X, you're like, what the fuck did I do? Every time I look at that shit, it's like when you see your memory pop up on Facebook, you're like, shit, that was a bad time.
That shit gets me pumped up. I ain't gonna lie to you. Anytime I see my ex back in the day, it's like, niggas had it back in the day.
Oh, yeah, but you didn't have the one that you regret?
No. I've never regretted pussy, ever.
Really?
Ever. That's a goddamn lie. My niggas is watching this. Yeah. That's a lie, but at the end of the day.
You gotta tell me some times now. You lied to my face. You gotta tell me, pussy, you regret.
There was this one time many moons ago. I remember, look, the lighting in the room wasn't sufficient. You know what I'm saying? The lighting wasn't sufficient. You know what I'm saying? I thought this individual looked a certain way, and it turns out they didn't. You know what I'm saying? Pulled
you got
down
catfished.
In real time. You know what I'm saying?
Did you get dick fished or did you get catfished?
Luckily for me, no dick came out.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But she pulled out the pants. I had no idea she was working with a full chicken breast fupa. You know what I'm saying? She put the whole thing out.
Not the chicken, not the one the with whole, the bone.
The,
it had a bone.
The whole, the whole fupa came out.
It was breaded?
It was breaded. You ever eat some pussy you don't even want to eat?
That's a yeast infection, I think.
Nigga, I remember this is embarrassing. I ate a pussy. I already came. She didn't suck my dick. So I was like, nigga, this is rape! Because I didn't get the return, so I'm just looking at the... Yep, it was very sad, is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
It wasn't good.
What music did you play in the shower afterwards?
That's a good question. I didn't play any music.
Podcast?
Those are some motivational tapes. I bought some David Goggins, nigga. Who gonna build it? Who gonna carry the boats?
You know you're doing poorly in life when you're listening to David Goggins in the show.
Who gonna carry the fupa? I am! You are, David! You are, David! Who gonna carry the fappage? Me! You are, Mo! You are, Mo!
Like that scene in Dodgeball?
Oh, that's a deep take. I haven't watched that movie in a minute, so I don't even know what you're talking about.
Really?
Yeah.
You must have had a shitty childhood.
I had a great childhood. I don't remember it.
Everyone who had a great childhood doesn't remember.
I don't remember that shit at all.
I was thinking about that the other day. So I was like, what TV shows did you watch as a kid? And I was like, a kid? I think I woke up yesterday.
Back in the day, I played Ding Dong Ditch. This dude ran out the house trying to chase me. Little did he know, he had unkempt bushes to the perpendicular to his door. So I walked in his door, took his coffee mug. This nigga didn't even know he was a victim of a home invasion. That's what we talk about, good times in the fourth grade summer, baby. What y'all niggas know about a sunset when a nigga's trying to be like, where's my coffee mug? Home invasion. I still got the mug. What's I almost on? Brought it here. What's it on? Says, the best dad.
If you get robbed that easily, you're not the best dad. He left his family inside.
Thanks to him, my first girl called me daddy because of his mug. Yes, sir. Goddamn.
I dated a girl whose dad's name was Sam.
Really?
What happened in that sip?
That shit was colder than I thought. I go, oh,
he
yeah.
did leave that outside. You looked wild right there, bro. You look wild.
Yeah, oxygen's crazy. How would it do that to that shit?
Would you survive in a horror movie?
Would I survive in a horror movie? Realistically, absolutely not, based on my melanin. But maybe now, because they're trying to switch up the formula,
yeah, like
I might make
like
it a little bit longer.
Like a Jordan Peele horror?
I do got acting experience.
What have you acted in?
I was a child actor. Nobody even knows this shit.
What were you a child actor?
This shit is shady. You don't know what they put me in?
What?
Them starving children commercials.
You're lying.
I'm dead ass. They had me there. You know when you go to the mall, they got them kiosks, and they're like, you can model?
Mm-hmm.
I was... I'm being serious.
Where did they bring the sand from? Come on.
From the aquarium.
Sand in a mall.
From the aquarium.
You can't have wet sand in a starving Africa commercial.
No, but they got the sand in for the dolphins. They got the sand at the aquariums. They ship it to the chute. That's how they do it. That's behind the scenes. You asked me if I was Illuminati earlier. I'm giving you behind the scenes shit right now of how shit works in Hollywood.
Wait, so your parents sold your soul Illuminati?
An older brother. He was taking care of me at the day, you know, that Tuesday. My parents were at work. An older brother's really free daycare for your parents.
What year commercials were these on?
These were early 1996, my nigga. 1997, around that range.
Now, what TV shows were these? Did you see
this? This is Channel 53 Spike, baby.
On Spike?
Spike.
That's
and
tough.
The local broadcast. They
you
had me there.
You don't want the Manly Men seeing you start.
They looked
I don't
at me
like that you
dumb.
Pointed your toe like that when you clapped.
I was back in the day. You saw
you were,
that shit?
You were fucking...
Gotta do a curtsy, nigga. I did a bow. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Now, do you still get residuals for this?
I don't get no residuals, man. They don't even send me food no more. You see me. I'm skinny, right, nigga? They don't even send me this shit no more.
That's sad.
Not even potatoes.
Not even a potato?
Not even a potato. Not even water. I had to ask you for coffee. They don't give me shit.
You had enough money to order Uber Eats here. You're a rich man if you order Uber Eats.
Because they scammed me and I had to get my own education.
Have you ever been scammed?
I've been a victim of many scams. I used to be in pyramid schemes, my friend.
Did you sell? What's that?
I was never the knives
what
game.
What were those fucking, where it was like they had all products? Not Agway.
Yeah, the most popular during our time period was the knives. And the only reason I didn't get into that is because I don't like sharp shit. You know what I'm saying?
Were you born from a C-section?
That's a great question. I don't even know.
That might be wild.
Honestly, I don't even think I was born like that. I think they put me in a tube or something. You know what I mean? Me and that nigga. You see our foreheads? We got a lot in common, baby. I'm an alien, motherfucker. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I think my mom, yeah. I told my mom, look, you ever heard like you gotta speak what you believe, you gotta speak it into existence? You know, I told my mom the other week, I said, look, my real mom loves me, and I walked away.
Who's your real mom?
You gotta just say wild shit and walk away. We gotta normalize that shit, because she's now thinking, who's his real mom? What I was trying to speak into existence
or
was her being more loving.
In a home.
You talking about me?
Yeah.
You talking about putting me in a crazy home?
If you live with your mom, which I'm assuming you do,
I don't live with my mom. Niggas got their own place. I live in Dorchester now.
All right.
Yeah.
So why were you at your mom's house?
What? Now I know why niggas think you the feds. I don't see them. Niggas can't even see their moms now?
Well, I need to know what led up to you saying that you had another mom.
I was saying I got another mom to let her know she needs to be the better mom.
But what happened before that?
Yo, you gotta check the weed this nigga smoking right now, man. You ever do a bit and a nigga gets you uncomfortable? What's wrong with you? Was it 60 minutes?
I'm still stuck on you being in the Starving Africa commercial.
Oh, man, that's why. You're like, where was his mom at? Okay, I got
it. No, this just all goes back to us not remembering our childhood. I would see how deep this bit goes, but I was going to play the straight.
I would break under questioning. You saw that shit?
Yeah, you saw that shit? Yeah. Now you know why I run a comedy podcast.
I was like, yo, you can't let these bitches think I live with my mom, nigga. But honestly, if I did...
You see, I'd be a good detective. But
honestly...
Oh, fuck the police.
Honestly, if I did, it's a better system. Realistically. Because what's your mom? A roommate that loves you. If you live with them, opposed to the other roommates. Look, I have a history of fucked up roommates. You know what I'm saying? One of my roommates is in jail right now. One of my other roommates, my ex-roommates, is currently sucking another nigga's dick right now. You know what I'm saying?
Wait, another one means he was sucking yours?
No,
first.
No, I'm talking about living with an ex or two.
All right, the way you worded it made it sound like you and him went through a sad breakup, and he's sucking another dick right now. And you want him to come back and suck your dick.
No. Let's be respectful. We're on a hip-hop podcast right now. We ain't doing none of that faggotry, all right?
Come on. There goes my monetization.
We can bleep that one out.
We talked about.
We ain't doing any of that shit. Pause, no homo, whatever. Yeah, man. God damn.
Pause is the new no homo. They're like, you can't say homo anymore, so I'm just going to say pause.
One of the funniest things I heard recently, I was listening to Joe Budden podcast, right? And you know, he was a good rapper, yeah. And he got the podcast now. I was listening because Joe Budden, he was kind of a gangster rapper, right? A little bit. Mm-hmm. He'd say some hardcore shit. I heard him say in the podcast the word unalive. I was thinking, yo, you got an album called Murder Street Volume 4, my nigga.
Yeah, but saying? That shit's real. YouTube's like fucking TV now. They'll not demonetize you for anything. Bro, I probably make a third of the money I could. There's no bits.
Yeah.
I make a third of the money I could because I don't care if I get demonetized.
Oh.
On YouTube.
Okay.
So I only get paid like a third of what I should be. But I don't want to stop smoking or stop swearing or stop talking about the stuff.
Well, you can't be clean on the mic if motherfucker is cooking crack in the background. You can't.
Hey. You know what I'm saying? YouTube AI doesn't pick up the fucking bubbling.
You can't be Bill Cosby on the mic and Richard Pryor in the background, in the backdrop. There's too much of a chasm right there. You can't have a dude drop a gun and all of a sudden you talking about, so, the weather today has been fantastic.
That
you know
is
what
my podcast is. That's literally what it is.
But I'm saying it's hard to be clean in a rugged atmosphere.
Yeah. But see, like, my mind doesn't go to the bit all the time.
So, yeah.
Like, sometimes I'll be like, oh shit, you're doing a bit, but I want to break that shit down. And be like, why don't you remember your childhood? Because I don't remember mine, and I need to talk it out with someone.
When did you start smoking weed?
18, 19.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and in the beginning of this episode, you mentioned seeing guns, etc. Mm-hmm. Were you traumatized or some shit?
Because
my shit is just leading from bad memory. You know what I'm saying? And not thinking deeply about the past, just keeping it moving. Mm.
Maybe a little bit of traumatizing shit, definitely, but nothing like too bad. Like, I know people who've gone through real trauma. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Real trauma. But you can't compare, but like, yeah. Like, but the smoking weed is, I just like to smoke weed. Like, all right. Remember the comedians you listened to when you were younger that influence you, even if you don't like want them to. I used to listen to Doug Benson all the time before I even smoked
That's
weed.
Unique. Yeah, Doug. Yeah, okay. So, yeah,
like,
yeah,
I'm
yeah,
fucking,
yeah.
Like, when people, like, I'm dumb that way. Like, that's the comedy I love.
That's what
so
you
that's
what you
I
mess
like.
With. Yeah.
So that's what I like doing now. You
yeah,
know?
That makes sense. Duh.
Like, if I watched more, I should have watched more intelligent people. Like, I found more intelligent comedy later before I found my sense, after I found my sense of humor.
Mmm.
My sense of humor is kind of, like, dumb and silly.
Yeah, I remember the first time I saw you at that theater. Tall, skinny ass. Buck, I remember that shit. That shit was hilarious.
Where you won.
Yeah.
That shit. You're fucking gangster for how you hustled after that.
My man, you already know how to do it. You take it, you get a W, you yeah. flip it in reverse. You know what I'm saying? You know what you're doing. That's exactly what
you're
you do.
You're either climbing the ladder or you're going down the ladder. Like, that's the kind of shit, you know what I mean? You're
the ladder
either, like,
is
using
buttery.
Everything you can to get up or you're fucking falling behind.
Yeah,
you know?
100%. Yeah.
And I'll help everyone up.
Yeah.
But, like, you just gotta keep climbing, too.
No doubt. Yeah.
It pisses me off when people don't climb.
Yeah.
You talk about how high I get? I get stoned. I'm on 200 milligrams of edibles, smoke probably 5 grams today. But I'm still going to hustle. I still worked all day. I still did this. I still booked a bunch of other podcasts. Like, if I can do all that stoned, like, motherfuckers can do it sober. You know?
100%. Like, you've given yourself a natural disability.
Yeah.
And you're still prevailing the challenges. You know what I'm saying?
I was talking to this dude. He's, like, the top in the AI world. I don't know. I think he just humors me being my friend. Mm-hmm. He was one of the tops of Capital One Bank. He's, like, one of the top computer programmers.
So why don't you ask that motherfucker about the Illuminati?
I do.
He's tapped in.
I do, and then he always plays it off.
He knows the name of that thing over there. you have Cornelius here.
Yeah, we were talking about, he was talking about smoking weed because he smokes weed all the time. And he's like, it's like playing life on hard mode.
Yeah, you made it difficult, yeah.
Yeah, like make it a little difficult, but that's a first world problem.
Yeah. It's like your natural Special Olympics, yeah.
Like,
you know what I'm saying?
Let's make myself a little bit
You always
stupider.
Getting a ribbon at the end of
Let
the
me,
day.
You're sober completely?
Oh, not completely. I dabble. Yeah.
What?
Sometimes the liquor.
Never the weed.
I don't like the weed.
Anything else? Cocaine?
Nah, we're not fans of that. Once every 2 years, you know what I'm saying? We have a good time.
What anniversary does that feel?
That's hilarious. Once every 2 years. That'd be like a biannual. Whatever happened, you could ask, that would be a crazy experience. I was thinking nowadays there's so many different holidays. You look at your phone, National Boyfriend Day, National Second Dog Day, that we might as well make up our own holidays.
It just gets you to look at your phone. It's just
you think that's
to,
what it is?
It's a way to post about it, so it just gets you.
Oh my! Isn't that kind of scary that everything's used as advertising? Is what you're saying?
Well, that's what Valentine's Day. Valentine's Day was used as advert, like it was created to sell like cards and Valentine's Day shit. So people realize that that's a good marketing technique.
So for whatever reason, I'm imagining because of Christmas, there might be a lull in sales beginning of February, so they came up with this scam as a business. Idea.
Yeah, like you just gotta follow the trends, and then other people were like, "Oh, well, our pancakes aren't selling. Let's start fucking pancake day." And then
pancake ass day. If you got no ass, you get 3 free pancakes, bitch. On pancake ass day, every diner gets.
if I can slide right up your leg, you getting free pancakes. If my hand stops. Get your fat ass out the door.
If I could only bump into your ass 3 times without getting hurt.
If I could smack it and hurt my hand from the bone.
Yeah. If I could break my wrist on your bootay, whatever you order is for free, bitch.
I think we just rewrote Mad Men.
That's incredible, yeah.
All right, stupid question.
Yes, sir.
If you could get a big diamond iced out chain, what would it be?
Oh, a big diamond. Can I get grills?
You can get grills, but you gotta get. I want to know what chain you would.
What kind of, like an emblem?
Yeah, emblem, unlimited money.
Unlimited money?
You can get whatever you want.
Bro, I'd get something like not the Nazi symbol, but like imagine like more lines and diagonals. You know what I'm saying?
Wait, Kanye, he's a symbol.
What's he? No, no, I know you mean not like that, but imagine like two extra lines and they're going. So you're like, yo, is that a sun or is that like a quadratic formula? You know what I'm saying? It just confuses niggas. And by the time I leave, they're just puzzled in the air. I'm trying to cause deeper thought in society is what I'm trying to say.
A rapper gave me a hoodie that they had for their merch. Word. And on the back is a cop pointing a gun with a KKK hood. And then there's a red circle with a line through it, but the red circle with a line through it isn't that big. So I wore it a few times, and I think people from far away are like, is he wearing a KKK hoodie right now?
You gotta be careful.
And then I was like, I can't wear that. You see the circle with the line through it, but still, that's not like...
A lot of people got the tattoo, shoot first, ask questions later. You could have been a victim of that shit. They could have looked at their forearm like, oh, shit. Bah! Huh? Bam!
Like, it's their Apple Watch telling them what to do, a fucking reminder.
Dude, remember as a kid, the dudes with the big snowman? Remember that? Like, the Stop Snitching shirts? Mm-hmm. I almost bought one.
Would you snitch?
Would I snitch?
Yeah.
I have snitched. Would I? It's not a hypothetical. I mean, this is story time. I remember 12th grade, right? This kid, I told him to, the teacher would routinely leave the classroom doing whatever he's doing. Whatever he's doing, right? So there's this little kid. It was automotive tech class. So it's an elective, so you have different groups. You have different ages within the class. So there's this little kid who's a sophomore in the class. You know, I pick on him a little bit. Nothing flagrant, just like, hey, stupid, do this. So I was like, hey, stupid, teacher's not here. Change my grade so I get a higher grade. He put it all 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100. It's like, you dumb. That's not what I meant. I said, like, change it a little bit so I get an A minus instead of a B. You gave me 100. And the teacher looked at it. It's like, there's no way I would ever give Mo 100. I don't like Mo. So then I wasn't going to graduate. So I snitched immediately. Oh.
You were the one who told him to do it.
Yeah. It is what it is. Sometimes you gotta cattle the sheep and eat it yourself, my friend. Get it out the mud.
You're leaving your mom's house after just walking out, and you're driving home, and you just see that kid fucking nodding off, needle hanging out of his arm.
No, I saw him two summers ago. There's no hatred. It's all good. He told me for him it was a learning experience. You know what I'm saying?
You brought it back up? Yeah. You brought it back up?
I brought it back up. All I was right, like, yo, dog, right. Remember you fucked up? Nigga, I used to do sales. It's all about how you pitch things. And he was like, yeah, man, I go to summer school because of that shit. And then I learned the value of my free time. And that's when I started going to the gym. And then nigga got mad muscles now because of what my guidance I embedded in him. At that early age.
I believed you until the end.
No, Sam, this is actually funny. This is crazy. Because the same class, there's this kid. I'm going to say his name is Ohio Collins, okay? His name is Ohio Collins. And this kid, he was just, I don't know if he was a crack baby or Down syndrome, but he had an IQ of maybe 85, 80.
But you could tell if he had Down.
Yeah, so he was like a genius Downs. No, I would say more crack baby.
Okay.
You know, I don't know because I can't ask him because he doesn't know the answers either. You know what I'm saying? We'll both be confused. You know what I'm saying? We don't need to be confused. He's already confused. I don't need to join
like
him in that.
Looking in a mirror, yeah.
Exactly. And the thing is, what they say, the retard strength, he was a year younger than me. But he was bigger than me. And for whatever reason, he started dabbling into slap boxing. And he challenged me. Now, this is a lose-lose situation. Because in my head, he's got big reach. He's big. I'm like, yo, I could actually lose this shit. But if I win this shit, yo, I just beat the shit out of a retarded kid. You know what I'm saying? To this day, the scariest moment of my life. I didn't show up to class for a week.
So you just bailed?
Just bailed.
You never slapped him?
Never slapped him.
He never slapped you?
Never slapped me.
Have you ever hit anybody? Have you ever gotten in a fight?
Yes. This is actually a good question. This is a great question. I remember in 11th grade, my first fight, right? My first, like, real fisticuffs fight. There was this kid, let's say his name is, Julius, okay? Let's say his name is Julius Robbins.
Same school as Ohio Julius.
Same school, okay? So this kid, this was at the time where there was more physicality coming into play, okay? There was locker boxing, but now there's more fighting for whatever reason. There's something in the air this year. So this kid was a victim of two ass whoopings, okay? Using a 2L streak. And I was sick of people. I knew someone might challenge me soon. All right? I knew someone might challenge me soon. I was lucky enough for no one to be
with
like...
smoke just going down the hallway. something was
in the air. I think a good movie came out. I don't know what happened. You know what I'm saying? Hollywood was like, we dropped Super Bad. Now we dropping movies and niggas fighting. You know what I'm saying? And there was something in the air. God, yeah. And I knew...
9 Mile just came out.
And I was blessed to no one ever challenged me because I'm dumb enough to take the challenge. But I was smart enough to get ahead of the curveball. You know what I mean? Because it's going to happen. I'm not going to be a victim of thunder when I know thunder's coming. I'm going to go on the other highway and maybe...
You're motherfucking lightning.
I'm lightning. I might do a spitball at Zeus. You don't know. I might call Hercules. Whatever. But I saw this kid. I saw him take 2 L's in a row, right? He had a month to recover, okay? I looked at him like a fucking boxing jobber. Like, I was looking at myself as like a boxer with an undefeated record, which is really 0-0. I was the first Jake Paul. And I knew, I was like, I need to get experience off of him. And I knew I could build confidence off of him. And coincidentally, this girl, me and him at the same build, she compared me to him. So in my head, I was like, I'm sick of people comparing us. So in the locker room, I saw him. He had a pencil right here. I took it. Bah! And niggas was like, yo, what? I was like, yeah, all day. Fuck pencils. I hate pencils. I don't like the number 2. I'm number 1. Let's go. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All I did, I got lucky enough where he wasn't too good at the fist. And I had experience because I got a little brother. We would always, you know, rough house, would always wrestle, etc. With my friends, family, etc. But I just kept on hitting him with the uppercut. I just took his head and just nonstop. And eventually it stopped and I was a victor. And no one messed with me for the rest of the month, okay? But here's the thing.
What happened on the first?
After that experience, I started feeling like I had a natural talent.
For this. Beating up nerds?
Hey, he wasn't a nerd, all right? This was an athlete.
Did he lose a tooth and his eyes turned white?
Look, I was like, maybe I have a natural aptitude for this. I was a fan of the UFC. I went to an MMA gym. I started doing Muay Thai. My friend told everyone, yo, Mo can whoop your ass. This big kid, let's say his name is Matt, okay? This is a kid younger than me, but he's a prominent athlete on the football team. And he's there with another kid named Anthony, okay? These two are much larger than me. These two, realistically, they're physical specimens at this point. And I look how I do now, minus 40 pounds, okay?
They Did both, you have the beard?
No beard.
Okay.
No beard, nothing.
Thanks. I wanted to paint the picture.
Nothing. They both challenged me, man. I was dumb enough. I couldn't relinquish a challenge to two people. Like, Mo, do you think you could beat me up? I was like, nah, not you, Ant. And then the other dude asked, I was like, I can't be a bitch 2 times in a row. And I was like, yeah. And I got the shit. He sucker punched me right there. As soon as I said yeah, it was on. Mm-hmm. It was, I had no idea. He caught me face.
First thought.
As soon as I said, yeah, Superman punch. Bah!
What went through your head?
Nothing. It was, oh shit, is that a star right there? I think I see an alien. That's what I saw. I held on to him. Luckily, I did some jujitsu where I was able to kind of protect myself and not have any real damage on me. Mm-hmm. And he was just going wild. He was just an athlete. He was just going wild. So I was blessed enough to where I was holding on to him. And it was in an angle to where I held him, and eventually he just got tired and people broke it up. That was, I think he even broke it up. I think in his head, I don't really remember. I think in his head he was like, oh, I won, and there's no real beef here. I'm just going to walk away now.
So you just stopped hugging him.
I think he got out and it was just over. And I was like, you know those things where it's like, you did good enough to where you don't have to get a get back? and you don't really want that smoke. You know what I'm saying?
You're like, you know, I was humiliated, but enough that it's okay.
Yeah.
I'll take
it's
that
a respectable
level.
L. Yeah, respectable, like, I don't need
level of humiliation.
Because in my head, I got an excuse. I got sucker punched, so I could walk away with some pride. But if I step up again, now I get my ass whooped. I was conscious.
You are a fighter.
I'm an aggressive nigga. It is what it is. But the sad part about that story is I will never forget this. I'm dazed out. I see a guy, a coach. I'll say his name, Coach Lincoln, soccer coach. He walks by, looks, we make eye contact. And in my eyes, it's, help me! Break it up! He looks at me and just walks away. Because you want to know why? He saw Ricky and he was like, that was all man. I am not doing. I am not.
He's not a snitch like you.
Fuck that guy. I think I got CTE because of him, actually. Every now and then I'm going to remember some shit. Remember you said, do you remember your childhood? No. And that's because of the coach. That's what happened.
It's really because of you. It's really because of you.
It ain't my fault.
It's really because of you.
Put yourself in my shoes. You're going to say no 2 times in a row? Come on now. You can only say no to yourself once a day. You got to believe in yourself. There wasn't David Goggins back in the day. I had nothing else to build myself on.
Yeah, I got sucker punched once in my life.
Really? I've been sucker punched many times.
At a Big Sean concert.
Really?
Yeah.
Big Sean concert.
Big Sean concert.
He doesn't even have a diss record.
That's what I'm saying.
He don't even have no aggression. I heard he got raped by Ariana.
There was a cholo behind me.
Cholo?
Cholo.
Like a fat Mexican.
Wife beater, high white socks.
Had a Big Sean, like tattoos? What was on his back?
I didn't look at his back.
Fuck gringos.
Bald. Bald. Batman. Yeah, Batman tattoo. Bald, covered in tattoos. He's behind me. Short. I'm just dancing to
I can't see Holmes. I can't see Holmes.
Can you sing a Big Sean song? Do you know any lyrics to a Big Sean song?
Hold on. Fucking.
I don't fuck with you.
So yeah.
You're singing.
I don't fuck with you, little stupid ass bitch. I ain't fucking with you. All
right. So that's what's happening. Cholo behind me. He's the cholo.
Yeah.
Pop punches me because I was too tall. He goes, be less tall. I'm down on the ground.
Holmes, where I'm from, the new transient good Holmes.
Be less tall.
Yeah.
I was like, you could have just said, can I go up front? We're at a Big Sean concert.
What's the problem with toxic masculinity? You know what I'm saying?
That's the only time I ever got sucker punched.
Did it hurt?
I mean, it hurt my soul because I was at a Big Sean concert.
Can't even brag about that shit. You've been to so many different concerts and you're one. It was your Holmes, like, I can't see Holmes. Like, it could have been solved so much easier. Like, your Holmes, can you please watch out, Holmes? Like, yeah, come, I don't fuck with you. Like,
yeah. He just punched me right in the back of the head.
Damn. That probably hurt his fist more than you.
Probably. And he had to punch up.
Yeah. Oh. And you know it took him 2 tries. You didn't see the first one. You know what I'm saying? You didn't see the first one.
You looked like Mario. The Mexican Mario.
The Holmes. You know what's really funny about that? Because the first time he was like this, so he did a reverse lawnmower the second time. Like the whoop.
Honestly, I was probably tripping some just mushrooms flew out of my head.
The sad thing is, to bring this back a little bit, not to reiterate the point, that man we was talking about, Julius Robinson. Unfortunately, because of my physicality, I was, what's it called when you ain't taking any shit anymore? Like, let's say something happens to you and then you decide going forward, never again.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. I was, the rule of threes. He got his ass whooped twice. I did the third time. And right there and then he said, no more.
Nuh-uh.
This ain't happening.
There was just a montage of him. He didn't even have a life after that. It was just a montage scene.
And this, yeah, just like a compilation of shame.
He didn't sleep. He didn't eat. It was just a montage scene of him shadowboxing in his basement. Just eating raw eggs. Cracking the raw egg.
And bro, say he had a lot of pressure on him because his older brother was kind of a thug and he was a cool kid.
Yeah.
And he was, like, known for beating people up.
Take me with you. Take me with you. Show me what it's really like. I want to know. I want to know what it's like to be a man.
Yeah. Yeah. And the funny thing, you know. Show me Holmes. And my little brother, they're in the same American government class, right? They're in the same American government class, and he was asking the teacher, like, real gun laws. Like, so if I buy a gun...
And you're in the class?
I'm not in, my brother is. Oh. So he's like, my brother's just hearing him all of a sudden get a real interest in firearms. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, like, you were living American History X, bro. He gets killed in the bathroom at the end? You better not piss in a fucking public school.
He had no beef with me. He's a great guy. I'm the villain in this story. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. He's a good guy. I just wanted to get a W.
You're the white supremacist.
I'm the dude who does the Hayukin with the foot all the way in the.
You're Edward Norton.
Yeah, right in the beginning, that gruesome scene, the Gears of War stomp on that curb stomp. Yes.
Yeah. While he's fucking with the Confederate flag.
Yeah.
That's fucked.
On the back tattoo. Yeah, he's just chilling, just a regular good white supremacist. Uh-huh. And
I bet people have masturbated to that scene.
Absolutely.
Maybe not the head stomp, but
whoever,
the fucking...
Whoever designed that sweater that almost got you shot, he did the reason you couldn't see the red is because he had a lot of cum stains on that jacket as he was making it. Black people are going to wear this hate. You know what I'm saying? He was getting all revved up.
Minivan. Massachusetts plate. Confederate flag. Bumper sticker.
That's common around. Isn't that crazy?
Confederate. Massachusetts. You have a Massachusetts license plate.
You know how wild it is to be born in the Union and to be fan of the Confederacy? That's like stolen valor on so many different levels.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
I'd steal valor for 15% off at Starbucks.
Say, man.
It
is what it is.
Yeah,
it's called stolen valor, but trying to get a deal is actually American. So,
stolen valor, great value.
Yeah! And let's be honest, great value is some Star Spangled Banner shit.
Yo, what's more American than stealing to get a cheaper price? That's what I'm saying.
That's capitalism, and there's nothing more American than that.
If Starbucks doesn't get that, then they're in the wrong trade.
They're in the wrong business. And the long story short with Julius, long story short, there was a guy, a short Holmes. This guy was dating this guy's sister, right? And he didn't like that he was dating his sister, and they lived near each other, right? So eventually he asked enough questions to the teacher where he purchased a weapon, okay? And he carried it on him. This guy sees him with his sister. They start talking shit. He's acting all cool, whatever. This guy eventually chases him. He doesn't run. Because as I said, no more. I ain't taking shit no more. He pulls out the gun, starts falling, shoots 3 shots in the air. As he's eating a pound cake, shoots a guy right here. Only went to jail 2 years because he was Puerto Rican.
I thought it was because he was eating a pound cake.
In the news articles, they called him the pound cake killer. Yeah. And when I saw him,
Pound cake killer, that was Lizzo's nickname in high school.
That's hilarious. Yeah.
Sorry, that was an easy one. That was easy. I had to do it.
The Fupa builder. Yeah. Yeah, man. And I saw him probably around 12 years ago, maybe now, probably like 8 years ago, working Dunkin' Donuts, which is hilarious that he brought up that great value because he actually gave me a discount.
Wow.
Yeah. So whatever happened to him in jail, it made him very. Namaste.
You think you would do well in jail?
Would I do well?
Yeah.
Honestly, that's not even something I'm even willing to even consider.
You're snitching.
I'm not going to jail for no reason.
You're snitching immediately.
If when the cops are there, look,
people ask. The person's in handcuffs in front of you. Your friend.
Listen.
Your friend that you were doing the crime with is in handcuffs in front
listen,
of you.
Listen.
He's staying quiet. They're talking to you.
A lot of people ask me why I do comedy. And you want to know why I do comedy? I don't necessarily like comedy. I don't really care for it. it's a good alibi, okay? If I catch a body in New York City on Thursday and I'm doing a show in Boston on Friday, it's very believable. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Long story short, the before the cops get me, they're getting, I'm dying. I'm not going to jail under any circumstance.
You're dying before you're snitching.
I'm dying. All right, I'm not good. Going
I'm
to
back,
jail.
I'm back with you. I'll
I'll snitch if I have, but I'm dying. Snitch.
That's what I'm saying. Your friend is in handcuffs. I'll never
snitch on my friend. No, absolutely not. All right, good. I dehumanize the other person I snitched on. That was not my friend. I don't even remember their name. Okay. But my boy?
You're not snitching.
No. It's disgusting.
So you're not going to prison.
I'm not going to prison. We're dying. I'm not going to jail.
You're dying before you go to jail.
A lot of people would say they die before they become
even
a slave,
30
right?
Days? Well,
a lot
so of people. You're getting 30 days in jail.
Listen. A lot of people say they die. If I were to ask a certain number of the population, what would you rather do, die or be a slave? A lot of people say die, right? So replace slave with jail. You're a slave. That's what you're waking up when they tell you. You're doing what they're telling you. You're a slave.
What about 90 days in jail? Are you still dying?
I'm not doing jail.
30 under days, any circumstances.
If I'm doing white collar crimes and I got to play tennis.
No,
at
you're
4
doing
p.m.
30 days in a bad jail.
I'm not doing it.
You're dying.
I'm dying. 90 days, I'm good. We ain't going to jail.
I have a friend, I won't say their name. They went on a trip to Australia with no money. All they flew was clothes and an ounce of cocaine. And then they sold cocaine in Australia.
What a renegade cowboy.
The trip.
Oh, my God.
Imagine going to Australian prison on the other side of the world for bringing an ounce of cocaine.
He had no fear.
No fear.
And did he go to jail?
No, he got away with it. He had a great trip.
He had an amazing trip.
Amazing trip. Someone, he sold that ounce for a lot of money.
He believed in himself.
He believed it. That's the moral of this story.
Yeah.
Believe in yourself. Fly cocaine. Fly cocaine all around the world.
Was he actually featured in that documentary called Cocaine Cowboys, released in 2004, that grossed $96 million?
Why do you know so much about Cocaine Cowboys? Is what I want to know.
We all got dreams, my friend.
You're not snitching. You're not selling.
I'm not snitching on my friend. If it's not my friend, it's anything goes.
You're not selling your soul to the devil.
Here's the thing about selling your soul to the devil. Who tells you the devil's gonna? You might sell your soul to the devil. He might take your soul and not even give you the money. He's gonna put it in his back pocket and use that to start selling, pitching motherfuckers on courses to start selling their souls. You know what I'm saying?
You're speaking from experience.
Speaking from experience.
What pyramid schemes were you in?
I was part of Your Health. YOR, I sold vitamins. I was in some ragged.
Oh, no.
I was doing some dirty things, my friend.
Oh, no. You were selling vitamins?
I was calling fat bitches. I said, look, I got a miracle formula for you.
Did you believe it?
I believed in the way I pitched it. Here's the thing. I don't even know what an enzyme is to this day, but I'd be like, this shit got enzymes in it. You know what enzymes are? Ooh, it'll clear up your system. Oh my God.
Did you ever try to fuck one of the bitches that you were selling vitamins to?
Of course.
Everyone?
Not every one of them. Yeah, I'm not a predator. You know what I'm saying? 10%. You start doing 20, 30%, you get into predator territory. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but you're in a pyramid scheme.
I'm a dolphin, not a shark. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I swim with the bitches, I don't eat the bitches.
How high up the pyramid did you get?
I think I got to the third rung. What you call a junior emerald. Yes. I like your sweater, by the way.
Well, thank you. It's a crackhead in Buffalo. His name is Eastside Flip.
Oh, word.
And this is his mugshot.
Hope he's doing well.
He has one leg.
Really? Mm-hmm. Crack is a hell of a drug, my friend.
Yo. All right. My phone's over there. I got this guy pulled up to an interview with a 3 Escalade motorcade, full arm security, to my podcast. This.
What?
Big rapper. Grills, huge chain, had $50,000 in cash in his pocket. 29 years old. 22 kids, 22 baby mamas.
22 for 22. He get one more kid, we start calling him 23 and me. You know what I'm saying?
Imagine having one kid, Imagine having 22 kids, 22 different baby mamas. Do you have a kid?
I have two.
Can you, one baby mom or two baby moms?
Two, and they both hate me.
Can you imagine having 22 baby mamas?
No. Having to memorize 22 names is like Sudoku for your brain.
I almost asked him to name all their names, but that would just, I couldn't. You know, like I honestly went through, if you watch the interview, what went through my head was, should I ask him what their names are?
You know there's moments of silence just throughout the interview because you were thinking that was the main question, but you're like, I can't ask that question.
Yeah, that's just bad.
Damn, 26.
22.
He's great with the phonetic alphabet. You ask him to do the phonetic alphabet, like, hey, G for George. You know what I'm saying?
Name 22 names right now.
Ryan, Lex, Luther, Ray, Mo, Alien B, Customer 22C, Buffalo Bill, Small Dick Molly, Dumb Bitch Butchie. It turns into dumb Nick.
You didn't even get to half.
It's difficult.
Get
yeah. It's like you know the reverse alphabet. If you even try, now you look drunk. You know what I'm saying?
You didn't even get to an 11.
It's difficult. That's why you guys start doing the George and Georgia like Floyd. You know what I mean?
Give your shameless plugs.
Oh, at Mo-Musa at Venmo. Yes, sir.
This is fun as fuck.
My man. Thank appreciate you,
this.
Doc.
This is fun as fuck. For real, though.
Thanks for having me, bro.
You're one of my favorite comedians.
I feel the same way about you, my nigga. My man, fucking the goddamn building.
I appreciate you doing this.
Thanks, brother. Thanks for having me. It's fun.
On some real shit, I was like, damn, I'm having more comedians on now because I'm like, I didn't have anyone listen to me before. So, like, if I had comedians on, what is that going to do for people?
Yeah.
But now I have people listening, so I'm like, oh, shit. Like, I want to have the people I love on, you know what I mean? Because there's a lot of good talent that, there's a lot of not good talent. But there's a lot of good talent, you know what I mean? There's a lot of hustlers, and hustle sees hustle. So
no
I
doubt.
Appreciate you doing this.
Thanks, brother.
Thank you so much for letting me doing it. Do you want to come on and say
also
no?
At
shout out Woostar. Shout out Woostar.
Let me plug my Instagram after.
Matt Clark Comedy.
Matt Clark Comedy. If you want to rent out Woostar Studios, hit him up. Matt Clark Comedy.
So Venmo at Mo-Musa, Instagram, M-O-H-A-D-M-U-S-S-A, Mohad Musa.
Hit like and subscribe.
Yeah. Hey, man.